Hello, blind community. Nice to talk to you guys again. Cameron here, aka Cookie. Everybody already knows my name, so it's like, whatever. Now, I want to first start out by talking about the title of this audio recording. It does say, talking about the May 5th event. And no, I'm not going to upload this to any audio because it's owned by Sam Tupi. And he can just delete it. So no, don't even try saying, oh, you should upload this to any audio. No, I don't trust any of these people. I don't trust them. So, I'm going to be talking about the May 5th attack in more detail about what's going to happen and how you can prevent it. Now, there's another company who I'm not going to mention doing the attack, for their own personal reasons. They have actually been affected by some of these people, not because of me. So before you guys even start saying, hey, this is all because you're mad at them, no, it's not. Now I'm going to show a little bit of proof later on in the recording. So sit back and listen to my logic reasoning as to what's going on here. So as you guys know, there's probably been a lot of words spread about a May 5th attack to the blind community. There's been a lot of word being spread about stuff happening. There's been a lot of word spread about what's going to happen. Well, I don't have all the details, but I'm here to basically warn you guys because I'm not doing the attack. I'm here to warn you because I know a lot about it because I work with the company that's doing it. Not going to tell you guys who the company is. I was going to, but the people that need to know already know. But the public does not need to know. And there's certain people that do not deserve to know. So, here's the thing. This company is attacking due to one person mainly, but anyone that's a link to that person has to get it in order to get this guy down. I'm going to tell you that this is done by interception of internet connection. It's done by interception of a couple different things that they're doing. It's done by intercepting any type of information. So I'm going to first talk about why this is happening. So I believe that it's happening because of a lot of clones going on out there. I believe that the company has seen that there's too many people cloning games, too many people who are stealing sources, and the people that are doing it need to be taken down. Now, here's the reason why I am warning everybody. Nobody wants to hear the truth about Angel and what's going to happen, you know, or what happened to me. Nobody wants to hear the truth. Everybody wants to think I'm this horrible person, which if they really actually took time to get to know me, they would see I'm not that bad of a person. And you guys would, too, if you guys took the time to get to know me. So, here's the thing. When you people actually take time to get to know me, things are going to look better for you. You're going to see a lot more different sides of me. You're not going to think of me as this controlling freak, because that's not what I do and that's not what I intend to do, okay? Maybe in the past I've done things like that, maybe, who knows? But now, no, okay? I don't do things like that. So I want to talk about some of the people that have come back to my server are adults. They're teenagers. They're older teenagers. So really now it's a bunch of little kids in this, except for Mr. Kevin Roberts. And I'll be talking about that in a minute, why he's got a thing for kids. And I want you guys to understand that. So Kevin Roberts is a 32-year-old man. Okay. He has a thing for kids. All right. He hosts for people that are little kids. And John, I know you don't want me to say your name, but Jonathan, for example. Alden, for example. And I'm not saying this because I'm against you. I'm just giving examples to the public. You know, he used to help out Bryce because Jonathan hosted Bryce's server, which is linked to Kevin. Now, another thing I want to say real quick before we go on is, for those of you that don't know the story of Angel, I think you all need to hear it. To understand that I'm actually trying to help. And so maybe you can understand why I'm warning you. And don't worry, I'm not going to cry about this, because I've practiced how I'm going to say it. And I'm going to just say it without getting upset. Even though it's really hard for me. Due to the fact that it was a sad time when it happened. And a lot of you don't know what happened to Angel and why I started Angel's Clan. So here's the deal, guys. I know I'm kind of changing the subject here, but I want to talk about, too, also why I started Angel's Clan. So as you guys know, Angel was a human, and I don't know who's mistaken that to be a dog, but it's a human. And Angel started, you know, working with me 3 years before this happened, maybe two years. And the event happened when she was 11 and I was 10. So she's always a year older than me. Her birthday was on April 1st. So right now she would be 21 because of my birthday same month. But anyway, it all started when we were going on an orientation and mobility lesson with a mobility instructor, and her name was Catherine. And basically, I wanted someone to go along with me, and, you know, she said, you know, she wanted to as well, because there was, you know, a lot of different reasons why, you know, traffic was pretty busy. You know, there's people who were, you know, drunk, out driving and things like that. And the thing is I agreed with her at the time because I thought, well, you know, this is definitely true. There's a lot of crap going on out there. There's a lot of people who are being drunk and changing the way of life for people, making it so hard for anybody to trust anybody anymore. So I said, okay, yeah, you're right. I should have you go with me. So I did. We're walking, everything's all right. I'm walking kind of beside her, a little bit side of guide, a little both, because of depending on street crossings. Toward the middle, when we were getting close, you know, I said I wouldn't get upset, but it's really hard not to. We're getting really close to where the meeting place was, which is the root beer stand, where we were meeting Catherine, my instructor. We were at a street where a traffic light was the control, but it was really busy, and, you know, there's some shopping plazas to the right and a couple places to the left. You had to really pay attention to your parallel traffic and perpendicular. And this was the area where a lot of drunk drivers really resigned. And, of course, I really didn't know that. So I said, Angel, I think I can do this street crossing by myself. You know, and I was 10 years old at the time. You know, she kept saying, no, no, don't try, you know, don't do that. But I was like, Angel, I've got to do it. You know, I just feel like I can cross the street. So I listened for the surge, where it surged to where, you know, you hear the traffic on the right. And I went. Everything was all right until I got toward the middle of the street where I heard footsteps run up behind me. I'm like, what the hell? And Angel's coming. There's this car coming from the left side. And the next thing I know, I'm being pushed onto the curb. And Angel's hit by the car. So she died because she tried to save me. Because she got hit by the car and helped me. So that's just a short version of the story. I don't want to go into long details because that will make me cry, and I don't want that. And that's not even the whole purpose of this audio recording. I just wanted you guys to know that that's the true story of Angel, and that's why I started Angel's Clan. All these other hosts didn't start for that reason. They just started because they want to help people host. I have a reason for starting Angel's Clan. I started it because I care about her, and I did it for her. Not because I want to help host. Not because I want servers. Not because I believe that server hosting is good to help out people. That is, none of those reasons explain why I started Angel's Clan. Alright. To compare myself to other hosts. No. Alright. I started it because Angel loved helping out people, cared about people and everything else. She was the highlight of a lot of people's day. Helped people out in so many different ways. And I really appreciate everything she's done to help me and other people who needed the assistance. Now let's talk about a different subject now that that's out of the way. Let's talk about what's going to happen on that on the May 5th day. Now let me explain what I mean by a link. So anyone that doesn't understand what a link is, they have an idea of what this company means by a link. And no, Angel's Clan, if you guys are thinking, oh, Angel's Clan's doing it. Actually, no, and I can prove it. If you come talk to me, I can prove I'm not doing the attack. I can prove it. I'm just trying to warn you guys of what's happening. And the reason, the biggest reason it's happening is these cloners. And these people that are allowing the clone. I have made a very difficult decision as to whether I was going to warn you guys or not. Because of how badly a lot of you have treated me. And decided that even though this blind community hates me, even though they shouldn't, they should hear my story. That even though they hate me, they deserve to know why it's happening. And no, again, I'm not going to say the company and I'm not going to say who they are. There's been rumors spread, so I ain't even going to say. But a link for somebody is... basically, if you have any type of communication with them, this includes go on servers that they may host, go on servers that they may help host, go on servers to where they're full admin, anything. Now, I'll give you a moment to think about that. I'm going to say it again. It means if you're hosted by them, if you go on servers where they're full admin, if you go on servers to where they even... maybe even go on, it links you. It links you if you communicate to them in any sort of way. So, for example, Jonathan Rodriguez hosts, and I'm not saying Jonathan's a target, but I'm just going to give you an example. Jonathan hosts Shelby's server. If somebody wanted to go on Shelby's server, I'm sorry to say it to you guys, and I'm doing this because it's popular, you would be targeted, and here's why. Because Jonathan hosts that server, and it puts you a link. If he was a target, it would put him as a link. Or you as a link to him, I'm sorry. And that would make you get hurt. Because the company is intercepting internet connections. And I know it's scary to think about, but this is to get rid of the people that are causing havoc in this community. And I'm gonna start out by talking about who's the bad people. You might be asking, okay, well, I'm going to name a couple off. First of all, Harley Richardson. He is probably the worst person in this community. All right? The worst, absolute worst. Hate him with a passion. The company that's doing this has had issues with him in the past, with games. Some that I don't know, per se, about. So I have told them some things about Harley to help them out with the attack, but not anything that would make me be the suspect of, or, you know, being the one attacking. I gave them enough information about Mr. Richardson. Yes, I'll admit that. Plain and simple to the whole community. I gave him information, yes. And I won't deny it. Because I want him gone too. But that's not the point. The point is, I have given him information that basically what it does is it helps out people in the community, okay? So here's the deal. Harley Richardson is a cloner. He clones many games, even though he says he doesn't. He has cloned many games. He has lied about me to the community and got a lot of people to hate me. He's got me into the police station before. So many different things that he's done. Yet, the deal is, I'm tired of all these haters. I'm tired of everybody hating me for no reason. I'm tired of people not coming and talking to me like real men do. Or real women. Like, seriously? You can't talk to me like a real human being? You're fucked up in the head if you can't. I'm sorry, everybody curses. So, that's what a link is. That's who's getting... Now, I'm going to name off people who are getting attacked. Now, Harley was the first one I named off. Kevin Roberts. Okay, Kevin Roberts has a thing for kids. And yes, if you're linked to Kevin or anyone he hosts for in any way, yes, you'll get attacked. Don't matter. I don't care who you are. You'll get attacked. And it's to keep everybody safe. We want people to leave these idiots. Okay? They're bad, okay? They're really, really bad. Kevin Roberts is a 32-year-old man who has a thing for kids. Only hangs out with 13, 14, 15-year-olds. That can get you into legal trouble. He only hosts for young kids. I can think of one adult that he hosts for, and that's Maybelline. But that's different. That's because she's good friends with him. But he only hangs out with little kids. Seems like. Not little kids, but you know what I mean. Younger kids. Like John and Alden and a couple others. And yes, I'm going to say your names. I don't care if you get mad. That's how I do it. Don't like it? That's your problem. Okay? So, I've said my full name. So, you know, it doesn't really matter. So, anyway. These people are getting hosted by Kevin because, you know, he's offering all these things. He's offering to pay for them a VPS. All these other things. But he's immature about it. He has all his passwords about curtain rods. Not all of them, probably now. They're probably changed. But curtain rods, really? Come on, dude. You're an idiot. Okay? That's the biggest reason why. And take a notice when you go talk to Kevin. He's always talking to younger kids when he's with you. He's talking to younger kids. Can't tell me that's something that's a bit messed up. Okay, I'm sorry. It is. It's really messed up. And it's not something that is cool. Okay? Third, Dylan Price. Now, Dylan used to be a really good friend of mine. Really good friend. Okay? So it's really hard for me to report this one. But I got to. And honestly, the reason why it's being done to Dylan Price, he allows the hosting of clone games, first of all. And second of all, his hosting is so insecure. He may have a lot of people on his side, but his hosting is very, very insecure. Can't talk. And what I mean is, all his passwords are practically the same. All his information is practically the same. Everything about him is practically the same. All right. So here's the deal. There is a few more people who is involved in this attack, who is a target, but I have already made this long enough, so I'm really going to try to wrap this up. May 5th is going to be the day. Here's what I know based on what the company has told me that's happening. And the people or peoples that have caused it. And are causing it. And yes, and for those of you that I did have someone ask, if I knew if the company meant that if, like, for example, you have a JC hosting server and you go on, let's say, Brand server and Brand was a target. Yes, that would be the same exact thing. It doesn't have anything to do with hosting. Now, if you go on JC hosting and you don't have anything to do with Brand, that's different. Now, that's different because that's not being hosted by Brand. So if Brand was a target, which Brand, you're not a target. Jonathan, you're not a target. The people who have said, Brand, Jonathan, you two are not targets. Okay, I do want to talk to you guys if you guys are hearing this, so I hope maybe you come talk to me, but no, you two are not targets, but you could get hurt if you don't be careful, so I would advise you watch out, okay? So here's the deal. Someone also asked me, if Kevin Roberts is hosting my thing, then it shouldn't matter because it's my own box. Well, it does matter. It's Kevin's paying for it. Kevin is hosting it. Anyone that's being hosted by Kevin will be screwed. There's nothing you can do about it. Okay, Kevin's got a thing for kids. He acts sexual towards certain people, and there's actually proof of that. Go look in the blind community. All right? There's so much proof. So, here's the deal, man. I'm going to say it again. You guys do have time to change your ways till probably about May 1st, which is when they'll be intercepting the servers and going on the servers. There's people undercover too. I ain't going to say who they are, but there is. There is people undercover going on the servers. No, not me. The people are going undercover onto the servers that have been talked about. They're watching the server to see what's going on. They're watching Oh, Ramon. I'm sorry. I forgot one. Let me finish the sentence, though. They're watching the server to see what's happening up there, to see who's going up there, and things like that. And quite frankly, May 1st through May 4th are going to be the last determining days. They're going to determine who's going to be attacked. So if you're on there May 1st, you're done, even if you step foot on there. If you're on there April 30th, you probably won't be attacked if you change your way. But don't see that as a way to wait till April 30th to change your ways. Don't do that. That's stupid. Don't take advantage of the fact I said, hey, just, you know, April 30th, change your way by then. No, that's not what I mean. So, but if you're on there May 1st through 4th, you're done. Now, how are they going to do it? Well, they're intercepting internet packets, and they're going to do appropriate steps necessary to contact parents, people who need to be involved about what's going on. Because, dude, this is actually serious. Everybody says, oh, this is just a blind community. No, cloning games, stealing stuff, this is serious. This is serious, guys. That is like stealing someone's creating things. For example, if somebody stole Sam Toopy's STW, okay, that's stealing. It's a paid-for product. That's an example of what I'm talking about, okay? So that is what I mean by stealing. It's not cool. You don't do it, and it shouldn't teach any practices about it. So once again, I'm going to say it again. Ramon is one, too. Obviously, everybody knows about Ramon. He's just a spammer and a hacker and everything else. So I'm not going to go into details about Ramon, but if you're associated with him, you're also screwed. So I'm going to wrap this up by saying this again. It's done by intercepting internet packets. I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what, and I don't know how you guys are going to be attacked. All I'm going to say is I do believe it'll steal a lot of information from people, even who are innocent. And I get a lot of you are innocent. That's why I'm asking you guys to leave these people. This is horrible stuff, okay? You can go with JC hosting. I wouldn't recommend QS, but you can go with JC. you know, they're good. I have a lot of good things to say about JC. JC is actually pretty decent. Granted, their servers do crash from time to time, but the people there are really nice. Okay? People there are really nice. And they do help out when needed. So here's the deal. I'm going to wrap it up by saying this. You guys don't want to listen to the story about me. I would suggest at least taking into account what I'm saying. Taking into account that this is serious. Cloning games is not right. You don't do it. It's not cool. Take into account that something's going to happen to these people. I'll be giving another speech and sending another link to you guys toward the end of this month if I find out further information or if I feel like talking. I'm going to start sending out sort of like any audio recordings, except I will not do it through any audio. Not right now. I don't trust Mr. Toopy. I don't trust any of these people who have been told lies about me. I don't. Okay? And I'm going to say it to the public. I don't. I don't care what, you know, is said. I don't trust Toopy. Because he's been told lies about me, I'm sure. So, I will not upload any audio. I will send links to you, just like this. And this is how you'll get the messages. You cannot unsubscribe unless you're my friend. If you're my friend, you can ask for me not to give you these messages, and I won't. But if you're not, sorry about your luck. You're getting them anyway. Sorry. You know, I gotta send it out to people. It's mandatory. Block me if you want. I'll get a new number. That's the thing. People think blocking me is gonna solve it. No, it's not. It's really not. I will just make a new number, and I will send you stuff with that new number. Period. That's how I work. It's not harassment. It's because you guys got yourselves involved in the blind community, and that's what you get. That's what people get for giving out their real numbers. So once again, I'm going to conclude this here. Please stay safe, everyone, from COVID-19. Hope everybody's doing a good job staying safe and whatnot going on. And remember what I said, guys, because this is serious, and this needs to end. This childish behavior from people about hating me for no reason needs to stop. And I'm going to make it end by giving you guys a warning and letting you guys know what's happening. Because I think people deserve to know what's happening and why. Have a great day, everybody. And I hope, like I said, I hope everybody stays safe. And remember, if you're a link to these people, you'll get attacked in some way, according to the company. If you're any type of link, again, I'm going to say the names one more time, but you should already know, okay? Harley Richardson is the top one. Kevin Roberts is number two. Dylan Price, number three. And Dr. Ramon, Professor Ramon Henick-Salazar, number four. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.